with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where our lead story is the Packers' upcoming NFC Championship game against the Atlanta Falcons. And, Mike, you have gone from 4-6 to the NFL's Final Four. And whenever I ask any of the guys, your players, how did you get it done, they never mention the tangibles, block and tackle. Never mention that. They always mention the intangibles you have on your football team. What do you say?
I agree with them. It's confidence. I mean, this group of men, they've been so consistent throughout this, you know, this whole run here, and really before that. So, you know, obviously we've talked way too many times about the rough patch we went through. They just stayed the course. And it's something we talk about all the time as a football team. It's the ability to stack success, you know, handling success, but the ability to keep stacking it, being very accountable to what you need to, you know, correct and make sure you apply that in your training for the upcoming week. And it just stayed the course. And you could just see not only were we winning games, but we were winning games with so much improvement. And that's where I think the real confidence came, because not only were we winning, but we were getting a clear picture of how good we could really be.
Mike, how about this matchup with the Falcons? Is it pretty much the same Atlanta team you saw back in Week 8?
No, I would say not. You know, offensively, they really have put together an outstanding regular season. I mean, just the fact that they're number one in the league in scoring points, and they've been playing at that level all year. So they look great. They're healthy. You know, their offensive line has played every, you know, all six games. They're intact, and that always points to success. Both the running backs, I mean, so they're full go. You know, Matt Ryan's playing at a very high level. Obviously, Julio Jones is a big focal point. And defensively, too. I mean, it's you watch the Seattle game. That was an impressive, impressive home victory for them. So they're flying around. I think in their special teams is definitely taking up a notch. So there's a reason why they're in the NFC Championship game.
Mike, you mentioned Julio Jones. Okay, 6'3", 220, might be the fastest guy on the field. It's not really fair that he's in the NFL. Mm-hmm. However, in that earlier meeting, 3 catches, 29 yards. How did you get that done?
Well, we gave him a lot of attention, but Gunther just did, you know, he did a heck of a job just lining up, you know, with him, play for play, and he deserves that kind of attention. So, I mean, this is going to take a group effort in all three phases, and we need to play very well on defense.
Mike, you mentioned an improved Falcon defense, and their style and speed, it would seem anyway, they can disrupt. They can penetrate and disrupt, can't they? Is that the kind of outfit you're facing?
Definitely. I mean, they don't stun as much as Dallas, but they have the capability, and they definitely have the design and the different schemes that you're looking for. I mean, if you look at the background of their head coach, Dan Quinn, being a former defensive line coach and a defensive coordinator, there's obviously a major emphasis on how they play and what they do, and especially in that building. I mean, this is going to be an extremely loud environment. You know, the one beauty of playing, you know, in AT&T last week, it's such a big place. The crowd noise, you know, it was loud, but it's a big stadium, you know, where we're going down to the dome in Atlanta, and you could probably fit that dome clearly inside of AT&T Stadium. So it's going to be a totally different environment, and with that, this D-line is a big challenge on that surface.
Mike, it is your fourth NFC Championship game. What can you draw and give to your football team from those experiences in the past?
Anything? Well, yeah, definitely. I think you look at trends, you look at patterns. It's important for everybody to reflect on this season, but things they've done in the past. But at the end of the day, it's about tightening the focus on what's most important, and that'll always be our preparation, trying to keep things on time. You know, we have the health challenge that we have each and every week, so we're still working through that. That's going to probably take Thursday, Friday, maybe Saturday on a couple guys. So just really keep the focus tight, and you know, we're blessed to have the facilities and resources to get that done.
Mike, one other thing for you before we kind of really move forward, and that's Joe Thomas, one of your players, called the Dallas game an instant classic. Is it a challenge at all to move on past it?
No, absolutely. To me, that's all part of the challenge, the ultimate challenge of handling success. You cannot walk through the cafeteria, you can't walk through the locker room, you can't walk through anywhere in the building without seeing the Green Bay Packers on TV. So we clearly understand there's only four teams playing. The focus that is on this game, the importance of it, but our vision will be loud and clear of what we need to do to get this done.
Thank you, Mike. And more of the Mike McCarthy Show is just ahead.
I'm Lance Allen of the Mike McCarthy Show. Our special guest, Micah Hyde. What is it like to be playing your best football right at the right time and being one step from the Super Bowl? Micah talks about his excitement coming up. Back in the Mike McCarthy Show with our special guest. He is Mr. Do Everything about this time of the year. Micah Hyde. Micah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Have you exhaled as of yet from that Dallas game?
A little bit. Obviously we watched the film today. We saw we did, good and some things that we did bad. But now we can go home and kind of relax and, come back in tomorrow and regroup.
What is it like to watch Aaron Rodgers, and are you thankful that you are on the same side of that, not the other side of that?
Oh, I am thankful. I've been thankful for the last 4 years. Just to see the stuff that they do, Aaron and, the rest of the offense, they move the ball, they scored points, touchdowns, all that stuff. So it's crazy to see on the sideline, yeah.
Your interception, is that all film study? How do you know to jump that route?
Well, yeah, we watch film as a secondary, obviously, and we knew that if they got into that stack and, the quarterback will read the box and see how many people are in the box, and from there it's a run solution. He didn't like the run, so threw it out there, and, Gunt gave me the go-ahead. He said, go get it, and I did.
You have been on an incredible roll of late. Four interceptions, last six games. What just clicked for you, Micah, in the sense that you've always been very, very good, but, man, you're playing at an unreal level?
I think the team needs the most. Whatever position might be, whatever they ask me to do, I just want to go out there and try to help the team win ball games. And, unfortunately, I wish I could have played better the first 12 games, but, I'm glad it's coming around right now. And, I'm playing well, the team's playing well, and we just got to take one game at a time.
To your credit, you never use injuries as an excuse, but in the back end of that defense, how are you guys doing it?
I don't know. It's unbelievable, man. I think that we practiced it a lot. We've dealt with adversity this year with injuries as a team, and, especially as a secondary. Morgan went out yesterday. KB stepped in, did a wonderful job. We had some rookies out there playing, and, a divisional game in the playoffs. That hardly happens. They went out there. They played well, and, it's just a good week to get, everybody's bodies back, and from there, just going to go out there and compete.
Now you got to get ready for the NFC Championship game in Atlanta. How do you replace that emotional tank? Because there was a lot of emotion spent in Dallas.
It's the NFL. Week in and week out. I know it's the playoffs, but week in and week out, you play some tight games. It comes down to the last two minutes of the fourth quarter. That happens a lot. So it came down to the last 3 seconds of last game. So, we'll be ready to go. It's time to go in there, watch some film, and by the end of the week, we'll be good.
I think I know the answer to this, but you're going to be a free agent. Yeah. You making yourself some money the way you're playing right now?
No. I'm not thinking about anything like that. I want a ring on my finger. That's all that matters. And everybody in the locker room is thinking the same thing. So all personal business and all that stuff can be set aside. And at the end of the day, we just want to win ball games.
That Atlanta game the last time around, you guys had a lot of injuries in that game. How much does that help you? How much do you think about the previous game?
Well, I think that this time of the year, it was a while ago. And so they might run some same stuff, just try to get us in the same position. Some stuff that they did good and we did bad. But at the same time, it's two different ball clubs. They got some guys back. They got some guys hurt. So it's, different personnel. So they got weapons, man. They got weapons all over the field, and we got to play fundamentally sound football, and it's going to be a tough matchup.
And you mentioned it. You are one game away from the Super Bowl. What is that like for you?
Well, I experienced it my second season. We were a minute and a half away from going to the Super Bowl. The most devastating couple minutes I've had ever playing sports. You're just so close to going to the Super Bowl, something you dream about your whole life. And then it was just pulled right from underneath us. So We understand that. We know we got to play a 60-minute football game like we did last game. And, you know, don't take anything for granted. You're up by a touchdown, two touchdowns with 2 minutes left. Just got to end it.
You have played literally almost all over the field, cornerback, safety, slot, linebacker, whatever. And last game you played all 69 snaps. How much do you take pride in your team depending on you, Micah?
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, I think that it says a lot. You know, the coaches have, you know, a lot of trust in me going out there and playing different positions. It's, you know, it's not something new. I've been doing it for a while, practicing it for a while. You know, it goes all the way back to high school and middle school. You know, I've been doing stuff like that. So, you know, people might be seeing it now and it might be new to them, but it's, you know, it's kind of, I'm kind of used to it.
Final question is, how special is this vibe and the whole thing that you guys have going on right now?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, just the connection that we have. And I think it goes back to our, you know, our adversity that we dealt with early in the season. And we were 4-6 and we all try to stay positive starting from the top down. Coach McCarthy, I still remember the day after we went down to, Washington, mm-hmm. We got back and he comes in the team meeting room and he's all happy and bouncing around and we're all just like, what is going on with this guy? Why is he so happy? We're 4-6 and you know, just the adversity we dealt with all season and finally getting to the point where we are now, you know, we feel like we're on a roll and, you know, play by play, game by game, see what happens.
It's been an incredible run, Micah. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. No problem. Micah Hyde joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike as well as Larry back right after the break.
Green Bay, 12 seconds to go. Snap to Rodgers, looking. Rolls left, waits. Still looking. Throws it deep down the left side. He's got his man out of bounds on the far side.
And on comes Mason Crosby. Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach and Mike. Divisional playoff game. 12 seconds left. It is tied up 31 all, and you're facing 3rd and 20. What do you got on the call sheet that fits that bill?
Well, I wish I had a name for it, Larry, which we don't. We have a menu of plays, obviously protections and concepts, and really, you know, Aaron's going off of what he's seen in the prior two plays, and it's just a great decision by him. First, with the protection, because, you know, he's obviously rolled to his right. This is the play that, being a right-handed quarterback, you know, defense is probably thinking he's more, because the ball right in the middle of the field is going to attack the right side of the field, and particularly roll to his right because he's right-handed. But with that being said, he brings it to his left. It's, we call it dash left. So he sets a protection left, and he tells Devontae, because, you know, Devontae's injured here, just to blow the top off it, you know, to run a go. So he tells Jared Cook in the huddle to run a deep over. And then he tells Randall to run a deep cross behind him. So that's the play call. You know, so he just basically gave individual routes to each player. So from that, we just start with the protection. So it's a great job. You can see here they're stunting. You know, they crash inside. Bakhtiari does a great job letting them have the inside rush. Here comes Lane. So with that, we have the edge. And that's what you're looking for, because, time on the clock, we want to take as much time here, you know, as you possibly can. We obviously left the 3 seconds there for Mason, but so you got the roll and protection, and just talking with Aaron, at this point he thought about running the ball because he thought I could get 20 yards. So, but with that, because where Lane's at, Lane's doing a great job in protection here, and you can see Ty Montgomery here cleaning up the backside. So he's got a great launching point to throw the football. So you got Jared Cook working the deep over, and here comes Randall behind him, and, you know, he looks at 50 here. He sees him hunt up Randall, but it freezes Jones. You can see that because he freezes Jones with Aaron's eyes going back to Randall. And then with that, I mean, the throw is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's definitely a case study.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's a case study. Description.
But, God, what a great job right here, too, also by Jared Cook. You see the patience. He knows he's got to get his feet down. He's got to slow up to make the catch. And just an incredible football play. So, and it even looks better from the end zone.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at it from the end zone, because you can detail the mechanics of Aaron Rodgers when he makes this throw, because, as you mentioned, it's ridiculously good.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can see it's dash left. He sets the pocket. He's got the inside rush. So the angles definitely help our offensive linemen. And once again, I've already stated, great job by David, inside rush. And there's Lane. you know, out free. But the key here is Aaron, you watch his hips. He gets his hips and shoulders downhill, which puts him really puts him in position with momentum to make any throw, and he can make any throw in the book. But you can see right here, when he settles, he freezes 31, and it's just enough to give him the window where he feels confident to put the ball in. And then, the anatomical breakdown here with the elbow and shoulder flexibility, but just look at the power in his left side. It's just like a quick, compact, power punch. But look at the rotation, and it's just such a beautiful throw, right on the money. And what a great job once again with Jared securing the catch and getting his feet down. So
you talk about players making clutch plays at crunch time. That was something else. And one play later, Mason Crosby kicks the game-winning field goal not once but twice. What a day for Green Bay Packer football. Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll hand out some game balls. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to hand out game balls. And Mike, I don't know if I've ever seen this before. Special teams game balls to Mason Crosby, Jake Shum, and Brett Goode. Could you talk about the thinking behind that?
Well, the operation time, it couldn't have been better. I mean, if you look at all three kicks in the game, it was right on the money. And, as far as the snap, the catch, not even moving the football, and obviously, the kicks. So if you're looking for training tape, that'll definitely be the kicks that we'll be looking at. The operation time was outstanding.
And besides that, Jake had a terrific day punting the football.
Absolutely.
And Brett, he's always Brett. Yeah. He fires strikes every time.
Absolutely. Brett was right on the money. And hey, we're going to need it again this week. As when you go into that environment, your operation time, it makes a big difference. And our guys were flawless.
Defensively, one of the game balls goes to Micah Hyde. And we talk about he's just a football player. He is a darn good football player that produces in big games. Sack, interception, broke up a couple passes. He gets one of the game balls, huh?
Mike is everywhere. I mean, he's all over the place. I mean, just the interception is a big-time play of anticipation and being on the same page, not only the recognition of the formation, but what was coming there, too. So scrappy, instinctive, had a heck of a ball game.
Other defensive game ball goes to Nick Perry, who really rose up big in the fourth quarter. Had a sack, stopped Ezekiel Elliott for a one-yard gain. That was early in the quarter. And then later on, that third and three where he bats down that pass. Des Bryant's out there. I mean, they get a first down, might be a different story, but Nick Perry rises to the occasion.
Absolutely. And playing against an excellent offensive line, we knew there was going to be a battle up front, and Nick made big-time plays, up, like you said, just in the fourth quarter when we needed it most.
Offensively speaking, for the 35th time in a row, Aaron Rodgers gets a game ball. Yeah. Now, his numbers were, like they're always, good. Not crazy, but Aaron is above so much more than numbers, is he not?
Yeah. I mean, just to handle, just to handle the game, the number of things that were thrown at him, especially when the pressure picked up there in the fourth quarter. Obviously, I mean, there's a handful of throws in that game. I mean, he always throws the ball very well, but he's just playing lights out. And that last play, I mean, I can't say enough about not only the play call, the protection, the route concept, and obviously the throw. I mean, just big time stuff.
And another game ball goes to the guy who made the catch on the receiving end of that throw, Jared Cook. 6 catches, over 100 yards, touchdown. Really nice game. What a contributor. An addition to the Green Bay Packers.
Big matchup problem for the Cowboys. Obviously, they were all over him all game, too. So, I mean, he was battling some tough contact, we'll say, in a second level. So, Jared had a great game, and we're going to need him again big this week in Atlanta.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Don't go away.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, about some keys to victory in the NFC Championship game?
We need to play our game. I mean, it's important. We got to handle that crowd noise. We got to handle the momentum swings, but we got to play Green Bay Packer football. That's the key.
Mike, thank you and good luck, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.